And now, a bite-sized chunk of your favourite show, the Tom, Lingy and Loggy podcast.
This week is the 25th anniversary of Titanic.
Oh,
can you believe it?
Wow, I can't believe
Time
it.
Time flies.
And also, when you raised this with me, when you raised this with me off air, I was like, yeah, no, I agree. No, yeah, 100%. No, you should do this as a break. And then... And now you've just given me the context, and now that blows that out of the water, quite literally.
Why?
Well, because you're like, why is everybody talking about
no,
it?
No,
why
no,
does everybody
no.
always talk
hey,
about
can
it?
I, can
well,
I,
it's the 25th anniversary. That's why people are talking about it, mate.
Can I get some context? Do you hate the Titanic?
No, no, no. I love Titanic.
You
I
love
saw it
Titanic.
Like 3 times at the movies.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, right.
Why aren't we allowed to be talking about it now?
I'm just so sick of the fact every year. It's not just the 25th year. If it was just the 25th year, I would not care.
It's the week. It's the anniversary. That's why people are talking about
I'm
you.
So
like she comes into the
studio. Talking about the fact that this scene.
This particular scene. Hang on.
Jack.
Oh, spoiler alert.
Jack. There's a boat, Jack.
All right.
Is this when Jack's finished?
Finished.
Yeah. For context, it's not when they're in the carriage.
No. Oh, far out. No. No.
Because when you think
go
about
on,
it.
Go on,
Jack. Jack.
Oh, darn.
Jack.
I mean, it applies.
It does apply.
It makes sense.
It does apply, right?
Are you talking about the fact that she, what's her name again? Not Kate Winslet, but
Rose.
Yeah. Selfishly lay on the big giant door and
see?
Jack wasn't allowed up on there to save his life.
Okay, I'm so
Is
sick
that what
of
you're
this,
talking about?
I'm so sick of this being a point of discussion. Could Jack fit in the door? It's a movie. No one cares. It's, what, could, I'm sick of it.
Everyone cares.
No.
Because we all...
Like, okay.
Sitting there going,
well,
let Jack up on there if you love him that much.
Why
love
aren't
of your
we
life.
Discussing, oh, another spoiler alert, could Indiana Jones have really outrun the boulder? Like, why don't we just
Whoa.
Nut out every
what?
Single...
Were you saying
what?
Indiana Jones couldn't outrun the boulder?
What boulder?
In the first movie.
Oh, my God, mate. I mean, you said spoiler alert, but then you just went in with it.
Yeah. So, you know what I mean? Like, do we have to dissect every part of every movie all the time? It's not even something like, oh... Who shot who? You know, it's not, not one of the big, like...
This one, no, this one's pretty blatant, though, where it's like you look at it and go, well, why not? So apparently James Cameron didn't come out and say he did a test. Like,
Yes. Everyone's talking about it again. Why do we discuss that?
Because it's the 25th birthday.
No,
yeah, that's
okay,
the thing.
Why aren't we dissecting anything else? Why aren't we dissecting the fact that, okay, she threw... Why don't we talk about the fact that she threw it into the ocean?
Yeah, that was a mistake because I reckon she could have sold that
and
maybe donated it to...
Oh, yes.
To research on the Titanic.
The necklace.
Something.
But the necklace.
Why can't we
more
discuss that instead of the door? I'm sick of the door. Get over it, people. He died. It was sad. It meant a lot. Yes, I used to cut out pictures of his face.
Yeah, exactly. They built a connection to Jack and Selfish Rose said, I'll have this entire door to myself. You just stay in those freezing cold waters and just slip off into death.
So James Cameron reckons that he tested it to make sure it would be factually correct.
Who cares? It's a movie.
It doesn't. The door wouldn't support the weight of
both of them. They could have tried. I reckon
it's
they could have tried.
Give it a
it's
go.
A
yeah, give it a go.
Stop debating it.
Hey,
I
love you.
It.
Love my life. I've
sick
just met you. Let's give it a try.
Let's debate other things. Maybe we could debate if that's the best Celine Dion song. Anything else but the goddamn door.
Or maybe we debate exactly what was going on when that hand was on the window, you know.
Jack.
Different scene.
Want more of that gear? Just tune in weekdays from 6 on K-Rock 955 or at krock.com.au. That's where you go for more Tom, Lingy and Loggy Gold.
When you're a parent in a supermarket can become quite a high-pressure situation and you can make decisions on the fly and not just in the supermarket as like when you're
with
under
life.
Pressure. Yeah. You make decisions on the fly and sometimes they come back to bite you and sometimes you get away with it. Yeah. So I've had a situation that sort of came back to bite me over the last couple of days. So Indy loves a treat when she comes to the supermarket. Quite often I'll get her like a box of Smarties or something like that, you know, just a reward for being a good girl. And yes, I am one of those parents that gives my child a treat when I go to the supermarket.
It's fine.
Whatever, you know. So that's okay, but it's not an always thing. It's like some days are treat days, some days are not, and you're just sort of trying to teach a lesson like that.
Yeah.
But part of the reasoning, apart from that, to not get particular lollies that she will point out and not know what they are, for me to tell her, like, she can't have Hubba Bubba, she's three.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
That's fair. Good parenting.
It's not
there.
As good as what it was either. So
okay.
Yeah.
Doesn't stand up.
No.
Okay. So I stumbled upon a way of sort of answering her questions straight away and not getting any feedback, not getting any sort of...
any pushback on something?
To and froing with her, she just moves on, right?
Yeah.
And I stumbled upon it when we were in a different aisle from the lolly aisle. It was the sort of the medicines and that kind of thing. And she asked what a certain thing does on the shelf. And I was like, oh, that's for when you can't do poos.
Okay.
Metamucil?
It was, I don't know, it was like a laxative thing.
Yeah,
or whatever.
Yeah.
Okay.
Colossal.
And she's like, okay, all right. And we moved on with our lives.
Sure.
And then then she asked for the Hubba Bubba.
Yeah.
And my first reaction was to go, this is a different day. Oh, no, you wouldn't like that, darling. That's for when you can't do poos.
Yeah.
The advertising slogan of Hubba Bubba, yeah.
For when you can't, do poos.
So I think I may have overused it, though.
Yeah. So you're basically saying everything is medicine and or everything is poison.
No. Let's not get sort of serious with it.
No. That's what you're saying.
So
you're lying is what you're doing.
So occasionally we like to get Mum a treat as well.
Mm.
You know, when we're at the supermarket.
When she can't poo or when...
Carly likes chocolate. So occasionally I'll get her one of those strips of, you know, the circular-shaped Cadbury Dairy Milk.
They're the best.
Oh, yeah.
The circles.
Yeah.
So good.
Like the Rolos.
Rolos.
But no, not
nah,
the
not
no,
Rolo, but
just the Dairy Milk. Just the Dairy Milk.
Don't dismiss Rolo.
Sorry.
Come on.
Sorry.
Indy obviously wants to know what it is. Right, and so another time, not when we're buying it from her, but I've said to her, oh, that's when you can't do.
Right.
So going through the self-serve checkout the other day, she's holding on to the treat for Mum, and I'm scanning things at the register, and the lady who manages the self-serve checkout comes over and says, oh, what have you got there, little treat? And Indy straight up turns and goes, yeah, it's for Mummy because she can't do poos. The lady's like, oh, that's a shame for Mummy, isn't it?
And your eyes were just like, roll with it, roll with it.
Yes, agree. So anyway, use that one, guys, but use it sparingly is probably my advice.
The Tom, Lingy and Loggy podcast. This is it. Guess the year.
All right, here we go. For the final time this year, Geelong Surf Coast and the Ballerines' favourite Tuesday-based game. Talk about Guess the Year. We're going to play little bits of songs and cast our minds back through the mists of time, try and remember where we were, what we were doing when we first heard that song.
Are you going to brag about how many you've won in a row?
No, mate, I don't like to brag.
The
you know,
various I'm games
not
that we play?
It's not what I do. It's not sort of part of my DNA.
A month worth?
I don't know.
It's all about this round. It's all about this round.
It is, that's right. Didn't Loggy say yesterday that if whoever wins today wins the year?
Yeah,
you're
that's
only as
fair,
good as your
it?
Last game.
Yeah,
that's
that
fair.
Old cliche.
Yeah.
Now we need to write down a piece of paper and then reveal on three. It's closest to without going over in the traditional Price is Right fashion.
Love you, Larry.
Yes.
I think we're ready to go.
Let's do it.
Got a pen, piece of paper? Let's go. Question number one. Okay, so I have a feeling it might be Christmas theme.
I think it might be also. I remember having this song when we used to do concerts for the grandparents when we were kids and stuff. So
yeah.
I think it's got to be pre-Love Actually. That's my cue.
Yes.
What I'm going with is the fact I'm pretty sure that there's a promo of Tim and Jess rolling around at the moment that has that song in it and that says what year it's been out since. And they're either lying to me and that's their fault that I'm going to get this wrong, or we're going to nail it.
All right. Here we go.
Three, ready? Two, one.
1994.
One.
Did you say four?
Four, yeah.
I thought about the 90s. Okay. 2001 for me.
Let's find out.
The year was 1994.
Ah, yeah, baby.
Here we go.
Smashed it.
All right.
Okay, Cameron Ling, you got time.
Yeah, there's more Christmas left. Here we go.
Last Christmas, I gave you my heart, but the very next day, you gave it away.
It's actually quite a sad song. Were you pointing out the other day that there's quite a depresso song?
It's like a real depresso song. I'll give it to someone. Isn't it?
Just because he says Christmas in it, the to make a Christmas song.
Yeah. Exactly.
All right.
That was while still a member of Wham?
Yes.
Yep. So that puts it at, okay.
I think I've gone too late, but I'm rolling with it. Here we go.
3, 2, 1.
1988.
Four. 4, 6, 8. Here we go.
The year was 1986.
Oh well on. Done, mate.
Okay,
so you love.
Well, that's 2 out of 3 for you, so it's technically a win.
Let's keep playing.
All right. Question number 3.
No.
I say question number 3.
Santa, tell me if you're really there. I heard this morning and I thought, this isn't getting much of a play this year, is it?
Who is it?
Ariana.
Ariana Grande. Santa, tell me.
This is more of a Christmas song, I would say.
Okay. Are we talking pre-pandemic?
Well, that's
well,
the...
Well, don't ask questions.
I know.
I don't want a hint.
That's what you got to ask yourself.
Okay.
3. You ready?
Yep.
3, 2, 1.
2014.
16.
Ooh. 14, 16, 19.
The year was 2014.
Yeah, so that brings us even.
To a tiebreaker.
Two with a tiebreaker.
All right, here we go.
I've been a huge contributor.
I don't know how that happened, but here we go. Question number 4. Give my love to Angus and to
Frank and Dolly. Tell them all I'm sorry. Am I allowed to join in? Or
yeah.
Do you two just want a shot at it?
No, go, you're playing.
This is one of my favourite songs. I'll be thinking of her.
I love it too, and I couldn't tell you even... A decade.
I've written a year down, but I've got a feeling it's too late. But I'm going to roll with an
answer. I'm going too early. I feel like, yeah, all right.
All right, I've gone right on.
All right.
Be amazing if you do get it. 3, 2, 1.
1982.
1987.
Yeah.
88. 88, 87 and 92. 92. All right, here we go. I thought maybe 90. Here we go.
The year was 1996.
Oh! Amazing!
Well done!
Thank you!
Loggy wins Guess the Year for the year.
Well done.
That seems late, doesn't it?
That seems really late. I think we might, I'll take the win.
So
I think I might
I just check something?
Yeah.
You got 3, you got 2, congratulations. Fantastic, well deserved. Yeah. You're both looking at computer screens.
My hands are up here.
These screens that show what's about to play and everything like that, is there an advantage?
There's not, and I can show you. We can do that.
All I'm saying is I reckon in all that tech you've got there, it's got it rolls it out with.
It was in 96. There you go.
Was it really? Crazy. Wow. Mm. If you'd like to lodge a protest, you'll have to do it in writing and I'll have 31 days to respond.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Listen live weekdays at 6 a.m. on KROQ 955 or online at krock.com.au.
It's that time of year. Big Bash is back. Renegades are rolling into town. They're playing tomorrow night and then again on the 30th. And to tell us all about it, joining us now is Aaron Finch, Colac Zone. Good morning, mate.
Morning, guys. How are you?
Oh, we're good.
We're
great to have you on.
Yes.
You're in fine form at the moment, mate, so you must be up and about.
Yeah, it was nice to get a few runs the other night. I think batting in the middle order has been a little bit of a change from what I've done from most of my career, but it's been really nice. And to get the guys home in a reasonably close game the other night was a nice positive. I think the difference between last year and this year is we struggled to win those close games probably over the last couple of years. So to get one of those early in the year is really nice.
Now, you're being very, very humble there, Finchie. You basically just steered the ship beautifully with that 71 not out to get the victory. You're coming down here to Geelong on Wednesday to play against the Brisbane Heat. What should we expect tomorrow night? What's the pitch play like down here? It's one of those drop-in wickets, all that sort of stuff. Plenty of fireworks?
Yeah, I think so. With the ground dimensions, I reckon that adds to a really good spectacle at GMHBA Stadium. And I think over the last couple of years, the way that they prepare the drop-ins before they go in has a huge impact on how it plays once it's actually in there. So I'd expect it to be a really good wicket. You don't get too many bad ones these days when you turn up to a first up run on a drop-in wicket. So I think it'll be a good contest. Brisbane are a side with a lot of power and quite a bit of experience as well. So it'll be nice to front up to them again after beating them in game one.
Now, Finchie, speaking of local pitches, right, are you coming home? Are you going to hang around here for Christmas? And will you be playing backyard cricket? Because Lee and I are having a fight about a backyard cricket
jam. I apologise for this, Finchie.
Is it electric wiki?
It's automatic wiki.
No, it's not.
It's definitely automatic.
Automatic wiki.
Yes, Finchie.
How would you know, Finchie? Nah,
true. Wiki, ridiculous.
No, it's not. Anyway, are you going to come? Are you going to be around the area for Christmas, mate? Are you going to be home?
Yeah, I actually live in Geelong now, so it'll be nice to have a home game and not be in the car for a little while.
Nice.
With the roadworks down there. So it'll be good to get back to Colac as well and see family for Christmas and then have my wife's family over on Christmas Day as well. So,
awesome.
It's beautiful this time of year, isn't it?
That works very nicely for you having a couple of games down here. Now, we always do say, I imagine you live in Newtown with Lingy, maybe down the road from him, a couple of doors down, something
area,
like that,
Finchie,
with
the
heated footpaths and
and the weather machine.
Yeah, people on the footpath that sort of hold the umbrella for anybody walking past. So, you guys must, what do? Do you play backyard cricket together or some sort of club?
Do you have a special club?
Lingy's in a different league altogether to me, so I'm not allowed in Newtown, unfortunately.
Oh! Yeah, you don't have that special badge yet. Maybe Lingy will let you in one of his spa parties. Have you heard about these, Finchie? Like, they
no,
go
I haven't.
Off. Oh, yeah. He says he's going to invite people around, but he never does. But since you're on the upper echelon, we thought you might get an invite. Yeah. Maybe this summer.
Oh, who knows? I doubt it.
You don't sound keen, mate, so that's fine. I mean,
that's all right. You can hang out with us.
We get it. We get it.
He's just not keen to talk to you two anymore.
Fair. No,
that's all right.
I wouldn't be either.
We get that.
Look, mate, we are grateful to have you on the show. We're grateful to have you back in town as well at GMHBA Stadium with the whole team and just really smashing it out of the park in 2022 into 2023. Good luck for the rest of the season and good luck for tomorrow night too.
Thanks very much, guys.
No worries, Aaron Finch there. And if you want to get on red, get online, get yourself some tickets. They are still available.
So can we confirm it's not electric wiki?
No.
It was never electric wiki.
The Tom, Lingy and Loggy podcast.
We were just talking about the giant aquarium inside a hotel in Berlin that unfortunately burst. Massive, 1 million litres of water and sadly 1,500 fish in there. It made me think, why would you have aquariums and fish tanks inside your house? Log, you piqued my interest. You alluded to something going wrong. You can't leave that teaser there and then not tell me the story.
I think I've told this story before. Anyway,
I haven't heard it, so I want to hear it.
This was like, I don't know, 2018 or something. I was living up in Townsville and my partner at the time and I, we were going home for Christmas for 2 weeks, right? We had two fish that were gifted to me by a friend.
Mm-hmm.
And you can get those fish feeders that will feed your fish over time because I didn't have anyone.
Little chalky things.
Little chalky things, right? So we bought that. Perfect. We left. We came back and my partner's like, oh, God. And I'm like, what? What? What's happened? There was only one fish in there. The chalk feeder thing was still fully there. There was only one fish.
Yeah.
And the other fish was nowhere to be seen.
Unsupervised.
Nowhere to be seen.
He's
the first
also gone
fish
on
was
holiday.
Like white in colour, like almost. I felt sick about it for a long time. I couldn't talk about it for a long time because basically what I did was put them in a cannibal v cannibal situation.
Mm.
What do you mean?
Where I thought I gave them food, but the food didn't work, do what it was supposed to be and do. So I'm assuming
one fish has eaten the other.
Turned on each other and one reigned supreme.
Right?
Really?
Like alive.
Alive style.
The movie, right?
Mm.
Horrifying. So anyway, this fish lasted for a while and, you know, got its colour back and all good. When I eventually moved from Townsville, well, I was moving, I put it up, I had the fish tank and everything, and I put it up on Gumtree because I thought, I can't move it. I can't. What am I going to do with this fish, you know? Yeah. And I didn't want to just release it into the wild, as many people do. So I put it up on Gumtree and I said, hey, you know, free fish tank, free fish up for grabs. Mm. And someone grabbed it, this guy. And obviously it's a garrison city. So this guy was like a soldier of that variety, some type of, you know, he came in his fatigues, whatever. But as, and he said, this will be great because my son wants a fish for Christmas and a present from me, his dad,
yeah,
is going to be this fish. So this will be amazing. And it came with all the filter and the food and all the stuff, right? Mm-hmm. And I was just like, just take it for free. I don't even want any money for it. And then as he was coming, my mum and I were waiting out the front and we got the fish in the bag and you know, and it's all packed up. And the fish started turning upside down.
No.
Oh, because it couldn't breathe in the bag?
No, because who knows? Of course it breathes in bag. That's how they give you fish.
Yeah. It was close in a to bag. You and it just sensed your like.
Yeah, and it was like, I am over this. It started to just semi-float like on the side and I was like, oh my God, what are we going to do? This guy's coming, yeah, like, you know, whatever.
Yeah. Kids Christmas
the guy
present.
Rocked up and we're like, hey, I swear to God.
It was a lie.
It was fine. Yeah. Like 20
I'm not
minutes
a sicko.
Ago.
Yeah.
Yeah, 20. And he was like, oh, well, what am I supposed to do? And I'm like, mate, I don't know. And he'd been thinking that we put it up on Gumtree, this half-dead fish.
Oh.
That was like, hey, can you come and, do you want to come and take this fish? And he's like, you know, like, my son's going to be really excited. And I'm like, I don't know what to do. I was like in tears. Mum's like, what's going on?
Take
I'm so
the,
embarrassed.
Take the tank and stuff. Go buy another $2 goldfish,
that's
mate.
Exactly yeah. what I said. I was like, you know, mate, like, you know, I'm so, I actually don't know what happened. It was horrible. And then yeah. I felt so, and I thought, this poor fish has been through so much with me. Yeah. It survived.
It's eaten its
weeks.
Friend alive.
It's eaten yeah. its friend. And now I try to give it to a place. And meanwhile, I was very good with cleaning the fish tank and everything. Like, yeah. I'm very good with that. But it was a struggle. It's fish tanks are
so
the most
annoying yeah.
thing. And then, so anyway, so it wasn't as if he had a bad life, but obviously he did have a bad life emotionally. And then when I went to give him a better life, he was decided, that's it, I'm ending it. And then this guy was looking at me like, you are literally the worst human. You sold me a dead fish. So embarrassing. And he gave me the worst review on Gumtree.
Really?
Yeah.
Now I know why you hate Townsville. That's why yeah. you had such a scarring time up there.
I was
there.
Like, just buy another fish.
He thought you did it on purpose.
Well, obviously.
Tom, Lingy and Loggie. You've been listening to the podcast.
Thanks for that.
And hear the show weekdays from 6 a.m. Only on K-Rock 955.